But in proportion as this contact establishes itself, the sadhaka must become conscious that a force other than his own, a force transcending his egoistic endeavor and capacity, is at work in him. And to this power he learns progressively to submit himself and delivers up to it the charge of his yoga. Then you will find how easy is the process of yoga. Because you have now got the contact who was already helping you, now you realize that he is helping you. And there is a big difference between the two. The divine helping you when you are not aware that he is helping you, and the divine helping you when you are aware that he is helping you, it makes all the difference. When you are aware that divine is helping you, then you just tell him, do this, he will do it for you. You don't have to make an effort then. The effort diminishes. In the end, his own will and force become one with the higher power. He merges them in the divine will and is transcendent and universal force. He finds it thenceforward presiding over the necessary transformation of his mental, vital and physical being with an impartial wisdom and provident effectivity of which the eager and interested ego is not capable. Even with our utmost effort, what you can do is little. But when you are in that context, when you are submitted to him, as Sri Aurobindo says, yoga is a process by which you make God do what you want to do. It's a very beautiful expression. Yoga is a process by which you make God do what you want to do. So you don't need to do anything. You just tell the divine, pray to the divine, this is what is to be done, and you will see immediately happening. In the divine action there is no delay. Delay is present only as long as egoism is present. There is an ego, there is a time lag. But once you have reached the door of the divine, the boon is instant. You just ask Tathastu. Tathastu means let it be. There's a Sanskrit word, Tathastu. Let it be. So be it. That is always the answer of the divine. When you really approach him, as Sri Aurobindo says, when you approach him more and more, you become his favorite. And to the favorite, divine does not deny anything. If you approach him more and more, you become his favorite. Although he is impartial, the fire is impartial, it gives heat to everybody equally. But if you are far from the fire, then the heat that is transmitted is lesser. If you are near the heat, it is much greater. So if you are nearer the divine, the grace that falls upon you is much greater. So the nearer you come to the divine, the greater the favorite you become of the divine. And the greater the favorite you are, there is no denial from the divine. All that you ask for is given on the spot. Only then you have to be careful whether you can receive all that he gives or not. It is when this identification and this self-merging are complete that the divine center in the world is ready. There is no difference between him and you in every manner. Then you become a real channel. You can radiate the divine through yourself. That is your destiny. Everybody's destiny is this. The only question is the time and the method by which one approaches. What will be your condition then? Purified, liberated, plastic, illumined. It can begin to serve as a means for the direct action of a supreme power in the larger yoga of humanity or superhumanity, of the earth's spiritual progression or its transformation. The whole humanity is your then field. The entire world is your field, and you become a channel of the divine action in the world. Always indeed it is the higher power that acts, although personal effort is necessary from your side because you are egoistic, you are blind. Therefore you feel I must make an effort. But basic truth is, always it is indeed the higher power that acts. Our sense of personal effort and aspiration comes from the attempt of the egoistic mind to identify itself in a wrong and imperfect way with the workings of the divine force. As long as we have egoism, our sense of personal effort is tremendous. Always the divine is acting. Even your effort is his effort actually. It is he who is putting you into the mill so that you are constantly driven to make an effort. Stop here today.